This time when I was in this classroom, these kids were just laughing at me. They weren't laughing with me, they were literally laughing at me. And these kids were not trying to cover it up. It wasn't like a little joke or anything. It was just like, ha ha, you're so dumb. And it was just like, what am I doing here? Why did I come to Kenya to think that I was gonna like make a positive impact in the world to be laughed at by children? You know? Like, it's kind of weird to do that, right? And so, yeah, and then like when I was there, I was thinking about when I was a kid and I was always like the smallest one, you know? But I was still getting into lots of fights. And I didn't understand why, and then I started to get it. I was like, oh, it's because those guys were laughing at me too. That's why I would get into so many fights. I just couldn't take it, you know? Like, these kids would be laughing at me, and like, even though I knew I was going to lose the fight, somehow I would always win because I was just so mad. And I would always win, and it was amazing. And what I realized was that, it was because I had all of this passion in me. I had all of this urgency to really, to get something out, to express something, to tell the world about something. I don't know what, but there was something that I had to tell them. And so I just had this thing inside, just like built up, pent up, and just like waiting to come out, you know? And so I went to Kenya because everyone else was doing something else. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to go to Kenya and I'm going to try to do this thing about teaching because I'm studying business and it doesn't make any sense. So that's what I should do. And so I did that, right? And what was happening was that I realized, you know, that maybe teaching wasn't the best job for me. So it turns out that I was a stutterer. Stuttered for the vast majority of my life, actually, until I went to Kenya. And I took the job knowing that I was a stutterer. I didn't ever really think about it. I was just like, oh, a teacher, yeah, I can do that. Business, computers, yeah, sure, I'm going to teach that, you know? And then I get there, right? And it's day two. I just took a matatu. It's like a giant van. They packed 25 people inside it. There's like LCD screens, just giant speakers, pumping music, and it's pumping Tupac, Changes. Things will never be the same. And I'm just looking out at the most desolate poverty that I've ever seen in my life. And I'm just, fuck, what am I doing? And then I get to the school, right, and I'm talking to the principal. And I tell him about, oh yeah, like, I'm a student, you know, I'm studying accounting and finance, all this stuff. And he's like, oh, so you're not a teacher? And I was like, no, I'm a student, you know, but blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, well, you can't teach in my school. And I was like, oh, so what am I supposed to do then? I mean, I flew here to, like, come and teach at your school. We have this agreement and stuff, you know? Like, I sent you my resume. You knew I was a student. Like, how am I supposed to do that? And I'm just like, yeah. Shit hits the fan, you know? And, like, I had just turned 18. I was like, whoa, like, I just don't know what to do, you know? I'm in sub-Saharan Africa. I don't know anyone here. I really didn't know anyone. And just, like, stuttering, like, I mean, I had never stuttered that much in my life. I couldn't even introduce you. Like, I couldn't even say my name. But somehow I thought that I was supposed to be a teacher. You know? And so I just kept pushing. I was like, you know what? I'd call home and my mom would be like, come home. I told you not to go. Come on. Just come home. I'll pay for your ticket. It's fine. She'd be crying on the phone and I'd be like, no, I'm staying. It's just too stuffy, you know? I was just like, no, I'm just going to do something with education. No matter what, I'm here, I'm just going to do it. And so, yeah, like, it just kept going, and I kept trying to find things, and, like, I'd go to cafes, and try to make random connections, and somehow, some way, through some crazy timing or something, there's this guy that sent me this text message, and he's like, "Can you meet me on the corner of the street in the slum today?" And I was like, and I showed it to someone, and he was like, "Yeah, Kenyans don't go there, man. It's really bad. It's Quebec. It's the biggest slum in the world. There's 1.5 million people that live here, and it's just this giant slum." And I'm just like, "Whatever, you know, it's fine. I'm gonna go." So I just go and meet this guy, and it's great. We're like taking a walk, and he's showing me like all of the places that his NGO supports. There's like a mom with like 12 kids, and 3 of them are hers, and the other 9 kids that she took in off the street, and just like tin roof, and there's like other tourists, and they're just like puking because it's just so gross, and then flying toilets, they shit in a bag and throw it away as far as they can. And like, this is how 1.5 million people live here. And so we're just taking a walk down, and we see the school. I'm like, "I want to teach, you know?" So he like grabs me, and he's like, "Come with me right now." And we're like, "Go in." And we talk to the principal, and I tell the principal, I'm like, "Do you need help with teaching anything?" He's like, "Yeah, actually, we need help with math and business." I was like, "Wow, that's coming and finance." And so, yeah, like I show up the next day, and I'm like, pouring all my heart, like, finally I made it, you know, against all the struggles and turmoil, I'm doing it, I'm teaching, and I start stuttering. These kids just erupt in laughter. Erupt in laughter. It wasn't like, oh, it was like laughing at my fucking face. You know, like, "You are so fucking dumb. Why are you?" You know, I was just like, "What am I doing here? Like, what kind of insane person puts themselves through that kind of torture?" But I just kept showing up. You know, it's gonna be alright, I just gotta keep showing up. So I just kept showing up every day. I just kept showing up. And after 12 years of speech therapy, it never worked. It's for some reason, this worked. This worked, yeah. Like within weeks, I was fluent and I was coming in, and like there's a kid at the door with the chalk and the boards erased, and someone's taking my jacket and asking me to come pray with them, come play soccer with them on this one day, and the kids were freaking out. They're like, "Where were you? How come you didn't tell us?" And I just like asking all the teachers, and yeah. That's my story.